Zeichen mich noch da wie morgen mehr bringen so fünf das Zeichen mich muss Daniel Schein was ihr so fall Parshas Miketz is traditionally Shabbos Chanukah. My bar mitzvah broke the rule. I was bar mitzvah Parshas Vayeshev Shabbos Chanukah. That's a very rare thing. It's usually Miketz, sometimes Vayeshev Miketz, and very rarely only Vayeshev. That was my bar mitzvah year. But in general, Miketz is Shabbos Chanukah. And it's always a Indian to try to tie in Parshas Miketz to Shabbos Chanukah, and there are many things to say. Let's see the following. So Yosef is in the jail, in the Beis HaSoar, right? That's we ended last week's Parsha. And 2 years pass. Uparo Cholem, Bine Omed Al Hayor. And Paro has this dream. We're not going to get into the dream. That's a separate discussion. And as a result of the dream, and Yosef became the decipherer of the dream, so he got out of Beis HaSoar. So there's a medrash in this week's parsha. If you look at page 5, and then we'll see the pasuk in Eov. So he makes your sign your memo page. Not Kates Som Lochoshech. That's this pasuk here in Eov. Kates Som Lochoshech. Ulchol tachlis uchoker. Zman Nosan says the Medrash Olam Kamashonim Yasa Bafelo. Mosay Tam Kates Som Lochoshech. So what does that mean? Kates Som Lochoshech. I mean Hashem put a time limit to the darkness. In other words, Yosef had darkness. He was in jail. He was in the Beis HaSoar. And Hashem said, enough. Enough of the Choshech. So what does that mean? So there's a fundamental belief that on page 12, Or Gedaliahu, Rav Gedaliah Shor, who's a Rosh Hashiva in Torah Vadas, says the following idea. And it's a very important idea of belief of Hashkacha. Says on page 12, Medrash al Akrav Himikesh Nosayim Yamim, Mevi Hakra Kates Som Lachoshech, Upeshu Kadmonim, Ki Kavonas HaMedrash Lagalos Lano Sipas Chalom Paro. You see, if you read the whole Maisa that happened with Paro and the dream, so you think, how did Yosef get out of jail? Yosef is in jail. But Paro had the dream. And then as a result of Paro having the dream, and Yosef deciphered it, and then he was called, and then, you know, Yosef is this talented person. We're going to take him out of jail, etc. So the cause was Yosef's ability to be poter the chalom. So the Medrash says the Or Gedaliah is saying, no, it's just the opposite. Kate Sam Lachoshech means that whenever there is something in the world, in life, a tenure of something or a magefa of something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira. Worskin discusses this, that the gzeira is going to be for a certain amount of time. That's what the gzeira is. Once that time is up, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates something to happen to end whatever's supposed to end. But not pshat that was the cause. That because this occurrence happened of the dream, that's why he went out of jail. No, he went out of jail because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sentence that he had was that amount of time. Once that amount of time comes, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a scenario to bring an end to the gzeira, because that was what the gzeira was. And that's how other rabbanim have explained. So that's what he writes. The Medrash on page 12. The Medrash al akrav v'imikesh nosayim yamim mevi akrav ketsam l'choshech pershu kadmonim ki kavonas ha-medrash l'galus l'anus sibas chalom paro. In other words, why did Snapshot just Paro just had a dream? Hashem orchestrated that he should have the dream. If somebody learns the Parsha superficially, He thinks that what? Kisibas Gulas Yosef Meabor, who achalo. That the reason why he was saved to get out was over the dream. But the Medrash is quoting the pasuk of Kate Sam Lachoshech, just the opposite. In other words, when Hashem decreed on Yosef that he's going to be in the Beis HaSoar, and then Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what it's going to be. How long it's going to be. Zman mesuyam u'mugbo, she Yosef b'choshech hazeh. U'ksheba hazman shel haketz hazeh. So once the time is up, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu he's going to bring it to an end. So he orchestrates something to be able to bring it to an end. But not shot that it happened the way it happened and therefore it ended. No, in the original decree, in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's the way it's going to be. So, and that's, look, there'll be so many things in life. How long a person is going to be in a certain situation. How long, whatever it's going to be, is all decreed in Shamayim. That's our emunah. It's not just happenstance. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, this is I decreed for 2 years. That's what I decreed. So now I'm putting it into motion, the idea that there's going to be the geula of Yosef, and that's going to come through the chalom and Yosef's ability to put the chalom. And that's the depth of the Medrash, of quoting that pasuk, Kate Sam Lachosha. Hashem puts an end to the darkness. And Ezizman Yishlo Rachosha Ala Olam Ma'am Yisrael. Right? Whenever darkness happened, or it can happen, it could be the good, it could be the bad. Zman HaPakida, he says in the bottom line. He says, Ki Anu Yodim, Ki Gam Begolos Hazeh, 2 lines to the bottom. Ki Gam Begolos Hazeh, Asher Anu Chayim Bo Hayom. In other words, these were potential times for geula, that sometimes things could change. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the Bria, a potential time for Geula. And that's the Kate Sam Lachoshech. Now, the Yontif of Hanukkah is referred to in the Sfarim as the Yontif of Torah Shebal Peh. If you take a look on page 13 on Yud Tesem and Aleph, so the Gemara in Yuma, that's of Tesem and Aleph, page 13, quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Rav Avahu, my time with the Rebbe Dichsiv Lamanatzeach al Ayelas HaShachar. Ma Ayelas Zucharnev Mavtzilas Dekhanu Khan of Shachar, Zem Mavtzil Khanu Khan. Amar Rav Zer, Lamanim Shula Esther La Ayelo. Right, so Esther was compared to this animal. Lo Malucha Ma Ayelo Rach Matzar V'Chavi Albal, etc. Then the last thing. Lama the arrow. Amar of Asi, Lama Nimshal Esther L'Shachar. Esther is compared to the dawn. Lomar L'cha, Ma'ashachar Sof Kol HaLayla, Af Esther Sof Kol HaNisa. That Megillas Esther is the end of the miracles. Just like the dawn is the end of night. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Hanukkah was afterwards. Va'ika Hanukkah. So the Gemara says, Nitna L'chtov Kamrina. That Esther was the last of the miracles that were in Tanakh. In Tanakh. Hanukkah already is not in Tanakh. Hanukkah, you see, Tanakh is the end of the written, the Torah Shemichsav. The Torah Shemichsav. And when it comes to Hanukkah, that is called already not in the Torah Shemichsav anymore. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Because we don't have, I mean, the question of what the Megillah Hashmonaim is all about, but the bottom line is, in our canon, Hanukkah doesn't exist, because that's the beginning of the oral tradition, where the where so some have explained, we have now gone from the Tkufa of Nevi'im to the Tkufa of Chacham. We're no longer in the category of Nevu'ah anymore. You know, Chagai Zechari Malachi, it's it, Zichron Toras Moshe, Avdi. Yeah, and now it's, we're in a different. And that's the same idea as Shor points out, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Nevu'ah to last a certain amount of time in the world. And if they take a look at Shor here on page 10, he says, it was say there, Hanhaga b'chlal Yisrael b'skalka l'shvei tkufos. Tkufa shel Hanhaga b'chines Torah shebichsav, u'tkufa shel Hanhaga b'chines Torah shebal peh. Hanhaga's bayis rishon hayal pi hanavim. That was the bayis rishon. Hanhaga gluya, and things were goloi. There were open miracles, etc. Hanhaga shel dor hamidbar, v'chei nitan oso tkufa likosev. So that kufa is part of the canon, part of Torah Shabbat. And what kufa zu, starting with Hanukkah, is a new time. Kufa zu bali, they see him b'mei malachi. Zichru Torah Moshe Abdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe. Remember Eliyahu Hanavi. That's it. The farsha asmasha malachi omar, peidu sha'ad sheyovo Eliyahu Hanavi b'meira, lo Yaakov od Navi b'Yisrael. That's it. We're finishing, and then when Mashiach comes, and Eliyahu Hanavi will come and reappear, and then there'll be the Vua again. B'chol hakim shalahem yeh b'koch zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, koch ach mea Torah. B'zeh yasim atkufa shal bayis rishon, atkufa shal hanhagas hanavim. Hei matzinu b'bayis rishon hayam amikta sholem, b'yosham kol hakeim, etc. Bayis sheni, next paragraph, or next column, is chila atkufa shal hanhag al pichach mea Torah. That's when there was the Hanhaga al Pichach Me HaTorah. There's no Nevuah, and the idea of the Torah is going to thrive through Torah Shebaal Peh, through the discussions of the Chachamim and the ideas of the Chachamim, not a Navi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt as, let's see, the Chassam Sofer writes, I don't know if I put it in his packet, but that in Golus, perhaps we're going to need this Hanhaga, the Hanhaga of Chachamim, because the Hanhaga of Chachamim is through discussion here. Yeah, take a look on page 25 in the Sefer Biyos Haboker, that's Rav Shaul Brach, page 25, and the left column on the arrow. He says, "Yuvon Shiyam." I mean, "Anu Yodim Kolcho Shal Torah Lefichach." Ain't Anu Zosim Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Ibeorach Hagolus, Beichazon Nifrats, Lo Yevshal Lisbol Im Lo Hayab Yadenu Torah Shabal Peh. You see, just like when Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira that Yosef is going to be in the Golus in Beis Hasoar Shnosayim Yomim, and the fact that Paro had the dream is not the cause, but that's the That's because the Gezeirah was over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that. But the same thing when it comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that the way that Klal Yisrael will survive in a certain tekufa, it'll be through the Nevi'im, and that will come to an end. There's a Gezeirah. Just like Kate Sam Lachoshach, Kate Sam LeNevuah. And then there'll be a tekufa again of Chachamim, and he writes here that in Golos, that way that we will thrive is through Al Yidei Torah Shabbal Peh. Kocho Shal Torah Mamish Ki Ilo Amayin Al Hasin Ki Inu Be'enein Al Dei Sharon, etc. Because Torah Shabbal Peh is the idea of that Klal Yisrael have Chachamim, will have discussion. We will have to put input. And that excitement will get us through the Golos. I remember many years ago, Rav Yitzchak Izbi Zatzal. So he was saying, he gave a Shalosh Shudas for his late father-in-law, Rav David Kronglas, who was the Mashkiach in Ner Yisrael. He wrote a sefer called
Divrei David.
And he was the Mashkiach of Ner Yisrael. So the sefer Divrei David is about Zrayim. Zroim, like Hilchos Meiser, Hilchos. It's not the regular yeshivish topic. So Rabbi Isbi explained that the Shalashudas that he was giving for his father-in-law, he said, because when the Mir Yeshiva went from the Mir to China, to Japan and China, it wasn't such an easy, you know, everyone speaks about how great it was, but it was a hard kufa. It wasn't easy. And so his father-in-law thought, the only way I'm going to survive it is if I learn something I never learned before. And the excitement of learning something I never learned before will carry me through this hard time. And that's why Zerayim is not something that I learned in the yeshivas, especially not Be'ir. You know, the yeshivas are learning Noshim Nezikin, they're not learning Zerayim Be'ir. But he wanted to learn something he never learned before. So the same idea over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, in Golos, we need Tosha Bal Peh. Because we need the human input into this discourse and understanding and the Shachlo V'Tarya, and it's not going to be Nevuah anymore, because Nevuah we're passive. We have to be active participants in the learning of Torah through the Chachmei HaTorah, through Chachmei HaMesorah, and that's going to keep us through Golus. So that's going to get us through Golus. And that excitement that we need in that kufa. So all these ideas are being that there is going to be different periods of Klal Yisrael, all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when this kufa needs to end and when this kufa needs to begin. And it's all Yigzar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, to make it happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates. So he orchestrates the time of Yosef Beis HaSurim. So now Paro has to have a halom, so he gets out. Chanukah is the beginning of the first Yontif that's not in Tanakh. First Yontif is Torah Shebal Peh. It's Chanukah. It's that Purim was Sof Kol Hanisim. That's Alos HaShachar. That's the end of the night. That's Purim. And that's Sof Kol Hanisim. Now Chanukah is a new Tkufa. We're not in the Tkufa of the Nevi'im, we're the Tkufa of the Chachamim. And that's what it says in Shir HaShirim on page 28. That sometimes you need the Masikas of Torah. Heviani el beis hayayin vidiglo olai ahava. So take a look here in the Medrash, page 31 at the bottom. On the pasuk v'diglo alai ahav. So he quotes here, it's a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. In the midrash, in this edition of Shir of the Nach, he quotes you all the divrei Chazal on the bottom, midrashei Chazal. So he says v'diglo amar avyanai Torah shenoson haKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe didn't know b'mem tes ponim tamei u'mem tes ponim tohar. In other words, when the Torah was given, it was given with multiple ideas. In other words, there could be 49 svaras why something should be mutter, 49 svaras something should be aser, and that's the numerical value of a diglo. The vav, the dalet, the gimel, lamed, vav is 6, dalet is 4, gimel 3, lamed is 30, and vav is 6, 49, and that's the concept that, you know, of elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim, that there's not only one right way. There could be multiple ways of diglo olai. Now, the psak halacha in a certain time, like Rav Shechem mentioned, sometimes psak halacha changes in terms of what the mekubal psak is in a certain generation. But there's mempes tonim lakan, mempes tonim lakan. Again, that doesn't mean that everything goes. That doesn't mean, like a certain chush of a person once said, it might be memtes panim, but this thing that you're saying now is not one of the memtes panim. It's not even part of the. But there are more than one halach in Torah. The memtes panim lakan, memtes panim lakan, and that's the Torah Shebal Peh, and that's the excitement of the debate. You know, that Torah is not something stale. And as Rav Shalbrach said, In Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that this man of what's going to keep Klal Yisrael awake and thriving in these difficult times is just like Rav David Krogla said. Yeah, we have to have a new, you know, debate, a new orchestrating the Pilpula Shel Torah, and that's going to be what's going to keep us through the Golus. So as sometimes superficially it looks just the opposite, that because the Chalom happened, that's why he went out. But it's just the opposite. Hashem decreed that the certain tekuf is over, and now the tekuf is going to, a new tekuf is going to begin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates with the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing what is the proper tekufa and the proper way in this particular generation to have Klal Yisrael thrive. And all is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the different tekufas, so that's what Keit Sam L'choshech. Then we're going to go from Chashecha La'ora, we're going to go from Ora to Chashecha. You know, Torah Shel Bal Peh is Machashakim. It's things are dark. And that's why we have to, you know, we have to use Svara. You know, I remember when I was in Kerem B'Yavda, so on Friday night of Shabbos Chanukah, so the Rosh Hashiva gave a mashal. He said that you know, when a person, the mashal is like this: a person's a blind person, so he can't see. He's trying to figure out what way to get out of the room. So he's feeling his way out. He's feeling his way out. So he feels something that looks like it's a way out. He feels his way, and then he walks 2 feet and he bumps himself. What was it? It was a closet. It wasn't the door out. It was a closet. So he's figuring out how to, okay, so he figures the closet, so maybe the main door is even bigger. He's trying to figure his way out based on logic. So somebody comes in the room and he sees this person. He says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm trying to get my way out." So he says, "Yeah, come, I'll show you." You know. So he says, "There's a little opening on the side there. That's the way out." So he starts arguing with him. He says, "How could it be? The closet was so big. How could this be?" So he starts arguing. He says, "So what are you arguing with me? I could see. You can't see." So he says, the Rishonim, the Tekufa of the Rishonim, the Terutzim of the Rishonim, sometimes, you know, we're not as elaborate. Because they had a clearer vision of what the Emes was. The Achronim are much more Svaradic but when it comes to the Rishonim, they had a clearer vision of Emes. So they were in the Kufa similar to what the Nevi'im were. They could see the Emes. In a different Kufa, they had to work with Svara and logic and try to figure things out more. And that was for a different generation. So what's appropriate for one generation is a different way for a different generation. Now, of course, it all has to be within the Masorah and within Yirah Shemayim and the Torah, but things can change based on these things. And that's Keit Sam L'choshech. There's going to be different tekufas in Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide which tekufa, which mahalach is appropriate in which time. And Be'ez Hashem, we're now in the tekufa of the, you know, of the Golos, the tekufa of the Torah Shebal Peh. And Be'ez Hashem, we should thrive through, you know, discussion. It shouldn't be, you know, I always say Shir is not about the Rebbe coming in and giving you information and you take notes. That's not what it's about. It's about, you know, you should have a dialogue. It's all about the dialogue, back and forth, to try to understand. And that's the thriving of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the thriving of the Golos. So Be'ez Hashem, we should continue. Chanukah is a time of the Torah Shebal Peh, which means that there's a validity to the Memtes Panim Lakan, the Memtes Panim Lakan, all through the interest, the dialogue, and people should always be active participants in that dialogue as well. Okay, Rosh, I'm going to dive in the Minchanel, and everyone in Freilich and Hanukkah, and we'll dive in Mincha.
Freilich and Hanukkah. No, and I have a word, Gates.
Okay, who's davening? Who's davening? Akiva, you want to daven? Oh, Jonah? Jonah or Akiva? What are you guys? What?
My mother wishes you also.
Okay, please wish her as well.
Do you want to bring in her?